What led you to running for office?
Well, I have always been drawn to public service. I always thought it was exciting to be involved in public issues. So it wasn't a situation where I thought about it and just grimaced and tried to figure out, should I or should I not? It was a mixed district in the sense that it could go either way. It was a swing district.
What district was
it? District 70 was the state house district. It was a lady named Mary Margaret Wick, who was in the personnel business, who was the Democrat, and I was the Republican. And I won and served one term and then ran against a Republican incumbent, Peyton Breckinridge, who was a very prominent family. Matter of fact, their grandfather, Peyton and Phillips Breckinridge's grandfather, was Wade Phillips, who, of course, constructed Philbrook Museum, of which Dad was chairman of the board at one time. But anyway, so I served in the state Senate for two terms, and then in 1981 became the first Reagan-appointed and confirmed by the Senate U.S. attorney. That was one of four Senate confirmations that I had.
Let me take you back to when you were a state senator, 75 to 81.
Right.
Any particular issues that were really prime that come to mind that you were addressing back then?
Well, I was very interested in criminal justice because that was my background as an assistant district attorney and felony trial prosecutor in Tulsa, as well as an FBI agent. But I remember there was one incident. Frosty Troy, who was the editor of the Oklahoma Observer, I used to write articles, anything that I thought was interesting for him. You know, he was very much a liberal Democrat, and I was, quite truthfully, more of a rebel that wanted to expose what wasn't being done right. And I remember one time, the chief investigator of the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation was a guy named Tom Puckett, who was a very professional guy. He began several investigations of sitting legislators, and of course that didn't sit well with sitting legislators. They put together a committee in the legislature to examine his behavior. So they began an investigation seeking his ouster for apparently personnel practices that the legislature found offensive. For some reason or other, they put me on that commission, which was a real mistake on their part. And I'll never forget one of the early meetings we had, the chairman of the commission said, okay, now what we're going to do, we're going to bring in these two witnesses and they're going to say X. And then we're going to give our report to the speaker saying that Puckett should be ousted as the chief investigator of the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. And I said, well, now, doesn't the guilty man have an opportunity to bring in witnesses on his behalf? And you could hear a pin drop, like, how did he get in here? The chairman said, what are you getting at? And I said, well, I mean, if this is a commission seeking the truth, the very least we can do, or should do, is to not only have the witness your time out, but let him have witnesses to talk about his side of it. He said, well, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to have the witnesses that we want. And I said, well, then I'm going to go out here and call a press conference and denounce this whole process, including you, unless you open it up to a fair and balanced analysis of what occurred. And they did. They opened it up. The commission gave its report some weeks later, praising Puckett as a highly skilled professional in Oklahoma and saying no more. From that day to the day he died, Mr. Puckett just loved me. Because if it weren't for me being there saying, wait a minute, what are you all doing? It would have been very bad for a very fine public servant in Oklahoma. So I was focused on those kinds of issues. Obviously, you know, Bill of Rights for mentally ill and more of a civil liberties approach. And that's where Robert Henry and I became good friends. He was a young legislator at the time. We served together and did a lot of effort in the criminal justice and juvenile justice arenas.